Kal Kadosh, we are going to continue with Halachot Pesach, Siman Taf Lamed Aleph, the time of Bidikat Chametz. Sif Aleph says, on the beginning of the night of the 14th of Nisan, which beginning of the night obviously means immediately after nightfall, when the three stars come out, it is fitting to start the Bidikat Chametz, or the candle, and to check in the cracks and crevices, on all the places where it's normally accustomed to bring chametz in. The Mishnah Brura says it's fitting to start immediately, tzetek o chavim, in order that one wouldn't become lazy or one shouldn't forget. However, though, it's actually very, very interesting to note that there's actually a famous question, because from this Mishnah Brura, it's mashma that the only reason why you should start at the beginning of the night is in order that you shouldn't forget. However, later on, in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, it's brought down in the Mishnah Brura that the reason why is because the Ikar time, which means the main time of Bedikat Chametz, the rabbis instituted it at the beginning of the night specifically. Now, even though, again, even according to this opinion, if you didn't check at the beginning of the night, you would still check later on. However, though, right, there is a difference between them. And the Biur Halacha later on, Sif Bet, says that a lot of poskim actually hold this way. They actually hold that that's what you're supposed to do. That the mitzvah of Bidikat Chametz is at the beginning of the night specifically. It's not just like anything else, that it's just that way you don't forget, or that you're not going to do it. It's a concept that the mitzvah is b'tchilat halayla. That's according to a lot of opinions in the Rishonim, that the mitzvah is supposed to be at the beginning. Now, obviously, one of the ramifications that come out from this is that according to some people, for example, Rav Nissim Karelitz brings down, that if a person cannot check at the beginning of the night, and he could only check much later on, it's better that he should appoint a shaliach, a messenger, that he should check at the beginning of the night. And this is better than he should just be checking later on. So that's, again, comes out of the importance of this concept of checking at the beginning of the night. Now, continues the Mishnah Brura and says that even after doing Bidikat Chametz, we also have to do Bitul Chametz, which means that we are going to annul the Chametz after we've checked for the chametz. Now, Mina Torah, obviously one of them is enough. You don't need both. But since they suspected that after the annulment, it's still dependent upon people, and maybe the person, if he's going to find a lot of chametz, or he's going to have chametz which are very big value, so it's going to be difficult to disown it. And even though he's saying it in his mouth that I'm making it annulled and I'm making it worthless, nevertheless, our hearts, when we see so much chametz, we're not going to truly say it. So therefore, he's going to transgress the avera of Bal Yedae. It's going to be in his house. He's not allowed to see chametz. And another reason is that since all year, we're always touching chametz, so therefore, if it's going to be in our house, in our possession, we made a decree, maybe you'll forget and you might eat it. And therefore, just annulling the chametz does not help. And we must check for the chametz and get rid of it, or take it out of our eyesight. Nevertheless, you still have to do the bitul, you still have to annul, because maybe you didn't check properly, and then you're going to find chametz on Pesach, and you're going to transgress the avirah. That's why you do both, checking the chametz, and also annulling the chametz. Another important halacha we bring down here is that we have to check in the small little tiny crevices, and since it doesn't help with the light of the day, that's why we do it in the nighttime. And again, this is the mitzvah doing only in the nighttime. We will speak about the entire concept of a flashlight, Bezrat Hashem, next shiur. However, though, it's important just to realize that we're trying to make sure that we see everything. Therefore, there was a minhag brought down that, based on this, that since the daytime doesn't help and the nighttime, that's when you see the light, so it's better to do it in light. So they used to have a minhag of turning off the lights. A lot of Acharonim say the opposite, that it is better to leave on the lights, so that way you'll be able to see even better. And then in certain places, for example, under the table and under the different furniture, things like that, the flashlight even helps more, or the candle will help even more. But we will mention the entire concept that in dangerous places, for sure one can use a flashlight and there's no problem whatsoever. Have a wonderful day.